Scene 3.
Hey, I know!
Reagan bounced off the floor and looked as enthusiastic as only a natural-born leader can. Reagan's probably been waiting for a chance like this for ages, ever since the webinar on how to rally the morale of the masses during a crisis. Let's take our minds off being trapped in the bathroom. Taylor, put the book down and come over here. Wanna be like King Tut? Reagan grabbed a roll of toilet paper from the shelf next to the sinks and started wrapping Taylor from head to foot, and then tossed Avery another roll. Here, make a mummy cat. The ancient Egyptians used to bury their pets with them, so it's historically valid. Plus, you'll feel better with something to do. Why we didn't think of wrapping up Taylor years ago, I'll never guess. I had a brief image flash through my mind of using strips of newspapers dipped in paste instead of TP, turning Taylor into a ginormous piñata, or at least paste over Taylor's mouth just until the storm passed, or until we graduated and went our separate ways. We didn't have newspapers and paste, so Mason and I started tossing toilet paper at each other like two-person juggling, keeping three rolls in the air at all times. Avery wrapped the cat in layers of toilet tissue and started to smile as it looked more and more like a tiny dead ancient Egyptian house pet. I could tell that the previously ragged breathing had started to regulate when Avery started humming happily.
Thanks, I do feel a little better.
Sure you do, Mason said. Always good to keep your hands busy. Takes your mind off your worries.
So does talking. I was dropping more rolls than I was catching or throwing, so it was time to turn this boat around. I'm not very athletic or coordinated, but I am articulate and clever.
Let's play Would You Rather. Mason, would you rather have a job cleaning up after a kangaroo with loose bowels, or live in a sweaty giant's work boots?
I would rather not play Would You Rather.
Reagan, poke an air hole in the toilet paper so Taylor can breathe. I'm pretty sure someone like Taylor doesn't have any brain cells to spare.
Okay then, how about Guess Who It Is by the Smell of Their Armpits? I should.